Hi, it's Chris Barrow here on Friday the 12th of February 2010, and I have just completed a 5-hour stint at my desk down in Falmouth, and what I've been doing is something that I discipline myself to do on a once a month basis, and that is to update and review and forecast the finances for my business and also my own personal finances as well. Now, the context of this is that I came from a family of very poor financial managers. My parents were absolutely terrible around money and spent most of their lives just, as they say, swimming with one nostril out of the water financially. And I have to say that in my early life, that was a behaviour that I continued because I'd been very well taught. So during my 20s and even into my 30s, I would just spend the money as it came in, cross my fingers and try not to open too many envelopes. And of course, in the good years, it was okay. And in the bad years, it was absolutely terrible. But fortunately, around about my 40th year, I realised that that wasn't getting me very far. And I started to take a more detailed interest in managing my finances. I think the greatest invention in that respect has been Microsoft Excel, because I have used Excel spreadsheets since about 1993 to manage finances and still do today. I think the only thing that's changed over the years has been the arrival of internet banking, which has just made the whole process that much faster and easier. But I have to say also that every month when finances day comes around, I go to bed with a feeling of trepidation, and I wake the next morning procrastinating and making endless cups of tea and sweeping lots of carpets until I actually knuckle down and do it. But that's probably some kind of echo of the past. However, at 7 o'clock this morning, the laptop got switched on. All the various pieces of paper came out, and I did what I always do now, which is to take a look at cash flow in the business, money coming in and money going out right through to the end of the month, and also take a look at cash flow personally through to the end of the month and make absolutely sure that there is more than enough money to pay the bills. And normally, I would also say that that would be done fairly early on in the month. The only reason it's a bit late this time is because I've been on vacation. So here I am, Friday lunchtime, and my financial conscience is eased. So I can sleep well this weekend, and I can look forward to the rest of the month confidently knowing that I can pay the bills plus some. And it's a habit that I would recommend to you. It doesn't take much. It takes a good access to internet banking. It takes a good knowledge of Excel spreadsheets. And it takes the discipline and the fortitude to give half a day a month up in order to give yourself peace of mind. And it's a habit that I would recommend to you. Thanks for listening.